horror. Served chilled.
Shock Tales.
I am the Tap Man, Baker, and he is my horror boy wonder, Johnny Thunder. What's up, Jonathan?
So glad to be back.
What do you mean? We didn't go anywhere.
Oh, that's right. Don't call it a comeback.
I've been here for years.
Exactly.
Rocking my beers and putting suckers in fear.
Well, I'm sitting here at the lovely, newly renovated last bar on the left, so it's nice.
We got to fill everybody in because there has been some changes in the nether realm as they've recently passed legalization. Of the devil's lettuce here in the Netherrealm. So moving forward, this will be the last bar and dispensary on the left. So.
Oh, I thought it was the last bar and hookah lounge on the left.
We can't get it all on the sign. You know,
we
have to leave, you know,
Something to the imagination.
Definitely.
Exactly.
Definitely.
Theater of the mind, y'all. Y'all.
And by the way, please drink and smoke responsibly.
Responsibly, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Over 21.
And the other cool thing is, you know, as we're kind of, you know, I don't want to say returning, you know, rebooting, whatever, but in honor of Hauntcast returning to the potosphere, we're bringing back our classic drink specials at the last bar on the left. We've got our 2-for-1 on Tits Up Tuesday, our 3-for-1 on Thirsty Thursday, and our 0-for-1 on Go Fuck Yourself Fridays.
That's our most popular special, by the
that
way.
That is our most popular? And why? I have no idea.
No idea. We don't exactly have a discerning clientele, believe you me. We've been spare no expenses here, but it's our best promotion ever.
All right. And as if I have to ask, who is the sponsor for your shenanigans?
Oh, you wily guy, you. My end of the I'm drinking Bell's Two Hearted Ale. And what about you, Sparkles?
What? Wait, what? Are you kidding me?
I just realized that we do this, and I should have... Well, who cares? I'm sorry. I apologize to my dozens of fans out there.
Don't worry, because I've done my 2 minutes at show prep.
Oh, believe you me, we know.
Sponsoring
we know.
My side of the shenanigans, we have the Coast Cannabis Company's Boysenberry Edibles. Allow your aches and pains to coast away. Accompanied with a burst of sweet and tangy flavors, your taste buds and body will love their boysenberry gummies. What does boysenberry taste like? Who cares? They're 110 milligrams and you get a 20-pack for $27.
No. Super classy with the genius. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to, as we said, the newly renovated last bar on the left. My name's Johnny Thunder. I'm here with the genius. So... usually, I send, as Chris alluded to, an outline to him, and you, Chris, of course, ignore it. And you, as you said, do about 2 minutes of show prep substantively, so that's always exciting. So this time around, there is no outline, and we're just flying by the seat of our haunted pants. I'm sure all 10 of our listeners are very excited about this.
No, so I don't know. We can at least double that. Come on.
All right. All right. All 20 of you.
You know, it's funny. Off mic, you were telling me how, you know, you don't like to go to all the, you know, the haunt parties at the cons and all this stuff because you're not a party guy. And then I see all these Instagram photos blowing up my phone of you at a monster prom the other night partying your ass off. So I don't know. How do you figure that one out?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm simultaneously not a big fan of parties and the public, and yet, well, see, I guess, but see, I think that was the difference. So you just identified it because I was in costume and makeup, right? So you're doing a character. So, and that's how I justify my, you know, when I say that I don't like parties. Friday night was the Hellaware Monster Prom at Bar 13 from Deadsville Productions. My friends Ronan James and Steph Infection and Maddie Morningstar. The geniuses behind these events. Like I said, they're the ones that have been doing these punk events. It's the second Friday of every month.
Hey,
by the way, Hellaware? Go ahead.
Are they competing for my genius status? Are they? Is that?
No. Well, we'll see. No. Yours, of course, is, you know, a derogatory. I may use it affectionately for others, but you, of course, it's always derogatory. So they're always great events. There's usually a DJ, and then there's usually two bands for these events, and then of course there are the other shows where he does, like, a Slasher Fest is coming up in June, which I think has about like 7 or 8 bands, which is going to be an all day thing in June 15th, and then Pretty in Punk is in September, which is awesome. It's all female bands or female fronted punk bands, so that's also a good event. But yeah, we had an awesome time. It was Mighty Joe Castro and the Gravamen and Drew and the Blue played, and DJ Johnny Zabo just played a bunch of stuff, and there were tons of costumes, and just a great time, and everybody had like a really, really rad time. So it was great to see everybody dressed up. There were people there, first time ever there, and they're like, wow, this is really awesome, we're going to come to more events. So if anybody's in the area, like I said, if you're in Philadelphia, Delaware, Jersey, even Maryland, you know, we have people that come up from Baltimore. It's only a little over an hour. It's a really rad night. It's a really, like I said, it's everyone's really super friendly, all inclusive, and it's always, always a fun time. So there's always great music, great people. There's always drink specials, and they have the Bar 13 food truck now outside, which is awesome. So it's always a great time. And I did my zombie. I did my Gore Johnson character, and a shout out to my friend Kaz, who is just a brilliant makeup artist and a wonderful friend. So he just did rad makeup on me. So it was a great night. Yeah.
Did he go, or did he just make you up for the show?
No. I on a whim, because I usually, like I said, I just keep that character very simple. Just, it's kind of like the play on Tor Johnson or like Night of the Living Dead, kind of a just very simple light gray with blacks and just a very simple look. Because it's sort of, you know, the suit kind of shows sometimes it's dark blue, and but it sometimes looks black. So I do like the dark blue suit with the dark blue tie, and I have my black and white Doc Martens and the white shirt. So
you always dress to impress.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it was a monster prom, so you're supposed to come sort of in a prom sort of a look.
But you're not going to come in board shorts. You're going to show up in your best dressed.
Well, I mean, maybe I'll do that for Slasher Fest, because it is going to be like, you know, hotter than balls, so we'll have to see. I might go as scary ugly. Well, I mean, I'll just. You know,
you'll have to get a little
me
pocket,
and flip flops.
You'll have to get a little pocket fan for those sweaty balls.
But yeah, so we just hit that up, and what was it? A couple weeks ago? Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago, right? Was the East Coast Haunters Convention.
The funny thing about that is that when you, I think we had talked, and I said, hey, so are you thinking about going that? And you're like, I think you were like, it's gonna probably suck. I'm not going. Actually, hold on. Let me see if I can find the exact text that you sent me. Let me see what we have here. Let me see. Blah, 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 blah. Go fuck yourself. Your mother is a... Hold on. Wait a minute. Ship me a case of beer. I don't seem to find that text there. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad you left out the I miss you text. I miss you already.
Well, that just kind of goes without saying, so I don't think I have to even mention that. But anyway, yeah, so how was the East Coast Haunters Convention?
Well, it was held out here at the Greater Philadelphia Expo Center up in Oaks, which is about 45 minutes, no traffic, maybe an hour west of the city. And for me, it's a little over a half hour. It's not too far. I'm actually, you know, kind of local, so... You know, it was,
not to dox yourself.
Well, I didn't do any of the tours. You know, I think the first night they went to Laurel's House of Horror, they went to Legends of Fog, and they went to Markov's Haunted Forest. And then the Friday night tours was a place you may have heard of called the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride and Pennhurst. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So... both places. And again, I was invited to work that Friday night, but I just wasn't able to. And so I didn't do any of the haunt tours, and I heard it was really successful, and I saw a bunch of
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
A bunch of Yeah, lots of pictures, which was awesome, from all the haunts, and everybody looks like they put on a great job. And I heard some really positive things, you know, about everybody that went through Bates and saw a lot of great pictures. So I was glad that there was such a positive response to my home haunt. And like I said, I hit up the show Saturday. I guess the floor show was Saturday and Sunday. And I went up. I saw it like when it first opened. I'm like, well, I'm going to go. Let me see, you know, because I had a free day. My wife and daughter were out. And I was like, well, let me just see what it's like. And I'm like looking at posts and people are like posting, you know, it's, you know, the line to get in is around the block and it's.
They must have thought HauntCast was a 10.
Well, I think the big draw was my giant poster in the Bates Motel and Haunted Hayride booth. I don't know if you saw that, but.
I did. The Bates wants you.
Yes.
You are the face of the recruiting on the recruiting poster for the Bates Motel.
Well, I didn't even know that was going to. I literally didn't know that was going to be there. Like, nobody said anything because I said my friend Garrett, who is the a longtime friend, started as an actor. Now he's the. Actor manager there at the Bates, you know, had messaged and he's like, you know, are you going to be there? I'm like, I'm not sure, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, all right, well, you know, let me know. So when I rounded that corner and I see like, oh, like I just saw Garrett and I saw the Bates poster in the booth. And then I looked and I was like, what the hell is that? I was like, it's like me, but like 20 feet bigger than I normally am, which is, you know, I was like, ah. So it was funny. And then I also laughed because then people were like taking pictures of the poster and like doing selfies in front of it and tagging me like on Facebook. So I was like, it was pretty cool to see. So, now the floor show was great. It was awesome because I got to see our friend, of course, the one and only Ed Gannon. I saw Warren Maxwell. He was vending. Yeah. I saw a bunch of other people, which was nice. I saw my friends from the Lincoln Mill Haunted House. And it was nice that a lot of the haunts, the local haunts, had their own booths. So, you know, you could kind of get to talk to the owners and, you know, experience what's going on. And then there were a lot of vendors. There were a lot more vendors than I thought there would be, which was nice. Now, the whole convention floor wasn't filled. So, you know, they kind of like curtained off like what wasn't filled. But, you know, based on the... what I saw in terms of the crowds that were there earlier and the response of everyone, like I think they could literally fill out that whole wing, you know, that whole part of the conference. Well, I think I also told you, and I think I also posted online, what's hilarious is we usually go to the RV show at the same convention center, right? So I'm used to like, you know, I'm just used to my, you know, how I drive, and it's just kind of muscle memory. Like I pull into the parking lot and there's always this one entrance, and I always thought there was just the one door. So I'm walking up, and as I'm walking up, and I'm like, there's not a lot of dudes in black. There's not a lot of shaved heads. I don't really see skulls or pumpkins. There's a lot of...
being tie-dyed shirts and
green and tie-dye. And all of a sudden, I start smelling something. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, whatever. And then I smell it again, and then I smell it more. And then as I get to the door, I'm like...
you're like, Baker!
It's literally this, like, cloud. And I'm like... did Foggies introduce a new scent I'm not aware of, or what is that? So I go in the lobby, and to your point, there's like a girl in dreadlocks. There's like some dude like in, you know, his Berks. And I was just like, So I go up to the window and I was like, am I having a stroke or is there like a Halloween thing here? And she's like, oh, that's on the other side. I was like, what other side? I was like, I didn't even know there was another side to the building. So she's like, it's on the other side. I was like, okay. So then I have to go like all the way around the conference center. And it was funny because it was almost like you get to like the Mason-Dixon line, right? Because while I was on that side to about halfway to the other side to the East Coast thing, all right, there's a guy in black, and oh, there's a girl in a pumpkin shirt, but then there's like a, you know, guy with like a legalized weed shirt, and I was like, okay. And then it's sort of like the tides turned. Then it was, I just see haunt t-shirts and, you know, like everybody repping their haunted house, and then like one or two stragglers, you know, with the leaf symbolism. So I laughed because it was just a weird juxtaposition of crowds. And I also laughed too because the very first crew that I ran into as I was going into the entrance of the correct convention, a bunch of my friends from the Bates came out. So automatically it was like, it just was awesome to just see people that I haven't really seen since Well, I went up to visit last October. I didn't work last year, so it was just nice seeing a bunch of people and then walking in. Registration was great because, again, everybody had already been there and out. Because, like I said, I heard the lines were, like, extremely long and people were waiting, and which is awesome, like I said, for a first-year event.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I said I spent a good hour and a half, hour 45 on the floor, caught a bunch of people that I haven't seen in a while, checked out the vendors. And like I said, there was a nice representation of the normal vendors that we see at, St. Louis. Again, this was more akin to Midwest. And again, I didn't do I didn't do any seminars either. And in retrospect, I should have, because there were a bunch. I know our friend Jim Slanker did an event. And or did a seminar, and I know there was a bunch of other things, and I didn't do, again, to your point about the party, I know there was a party then at Otherworld in Philadelphia, which looked just super cool. I've never been there. It's up on Grant Avenue in Philly, but it's kind of, I guess the vibe that I got from it is almost like the City Museum in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's what I kind of from the gist of what I've seen about
But it. I also laughed too because the appetizers and the food at the party, it was just cool because it's like, it's hoagies, cheesesteaks, soft pretzels. It's like welcome to Philly, which I thought was awesome. So like I said, I think for a first year event, I was really glad to see the amount of people that were there. I was glad to see the amount of vendors that we know that were there. And like I said, it was just kind of a nice little mini family reunion with people that I've known over the years. So I know you had just done you were doing a vacation, I think, right after that or something. And I know you were going back to Turkey for more hair plugs.
Yeah, if I wasn't going to Turkey for hair plugs, dude, because of the main thing is due to the double billing of Cannabis Con with the East Coast Haunters Convention.
I was like, of all cons that you decided not to come down, we'll get a room, we'll hang out for a couple nights,
I ended up booking tickets to go to the Midwest because, it's a month later.
Right.
So, and my kid, I have two of my three kids live in Chicago now. So I'm like, I need to get out there to see them. It was a great excuse to get out there. So I had enough points. I didn't even have to pay. It was like $11 for the round trip ticket because I used all the points. It worked out great. So I booked that. So I am going to be out there. So as Bone Crusher had mentioned in the news, make sure that you police tape off those urinals, Chicago.
I was just about to say, this is your only warning, Midwest. Attention, organizers.
So
hopefully those the hair plugs are healed up by then.
Yeah, as long as I just keep the Scally cap on, though.
That's right.
It's super glued to my head, so it really doesn't come off anyway.
It's like Lego. It's like the Lego just snaps right the hell off.
Oh man.
So I look forward to definitely take pictures or live stream or do some stuff on Facebook or Instagram, because I'd love to see what's going on out in the Midwest.
Yeah, I'm gonna do as much as I can. And once again, the Trans World now runs that, so
I'm sure
things have changed a bit since the last time we were there, which was in Columbus. You have some comics in to regale us with, or something going on? Some haunt comics.
Yeah, like I said, I thought we would just talk about a couple things that are out. And like I said, this is no way exhaustive because I remember a few times I've mentioned comics or posted about this is a really good comic, and people were like, well, do you know this is out? And I'm like, yeah, okay, but we can't do a 17 hour show about every horror comic book that's out. The one I was going to recommend, and it was out as individual issues, and now I think there's a collection out of it. It's called Dwellings by Jay Stevens. And he is he's actually been nominated for an Emmy Award, or no, he's won an Emmy Award. He's been nominated for the Eisner Award. And Dwellings is interesting because I'll start with the art, because when you first see it, you're like, what, what the hell is this? It's like a little kid's book, right? It's drawn sort of like the old Gold Key comics from the 50s. And again, don't send me hate mail because I just mispronounced that. It's sort of like Casper, Richie Rich, the little devil, you know, the little devil dude and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like super hyper cartoony. You know, you look at it and it literally looks like a kid's book, but it is one of the most dark, twisted comic books I've ever read. So it's all about this fictional town called Elwich, which is sort of this, like, you know, this facade of this, like, nice little small, you know, cartoon town. You know, all the kids are these little cheery-eyed, you know, they live in these wonderful homes and these historic streets. And, you know, there's the one connecting sort of thing in the book is about, like, these crows, right? So they're the ones that can see, like, the deep festering rot underneath everything in this town. You know, there's murder, demonology, possession, obsession. And it's great because, like I said, you have this juxtaposition of this, like, really super cartoony 50s style art with these, like, really dark, crazy storylines. So if you can find the individual issues, I definitely recommend picking them up. If not, I think there's a collection out right now, so I would definitely look for those. Something else coming out, Jeff Johns came up, and he's best known for his work at DC Comics. I was a fan of his when he started with the JSA, Justice Society, and he wrote a bunch of other stuff. He was integral in the relaunch of the New 52, which, of course, was doomed after 5 years at DC. He was involved in the live-action films under, you know, the sort of Snyderverse, and then some issues. Of course, he was accused of some different things with the Justice League movie, but in any event, he just left DC and established his own creator-owned label called Ghost Machine over at Image Comics. So in addition to a bunch of, like, really cool stuff, Johns is working on things like Geiger, Red Coat that just came out. There's a really good book called Rook Exodus, The Rockefellers, and the one I wanted to mention was Hyde Street. And Hyde Street is going to be the horror book. Now, it's like this sort of this, like, interconnected weird universe. So I don't really know much about it. There was a preview, but the book hasn't been out yet. But I think it's going to be really, really interesting because I like the setup. So again, if you're interested in a monthly comic book that touches on horror, look for all of the Ghost Machine books, because I said they've all been really, really interesting. But Hyde Street is going to be like a straight up horror comic, so I'd look for that. Another shout out quickly, Image Comics just released the second in their new series about the Universal Monsters. They had just done one about Dracula, and now they're doing one, Creature from the Black Lagoon. So the first issue of Creature from the Black Lagoon Lives was just released. It's set in the modern day, and it's focusing on a new scientist who's, I guess, you know, in the area looking for the secrets and trying to find the Gill Man. And of course, the big, you know, startling thing at the end of the first issue is that she finds the Gill Man. So that just came out. I would look for it because I dug it and I thought it was a lot of fun. And one more thing I wanted to mention, it's not going to be out till the fall, but I think I've talked about this guy before, Mark Spears. He's done comic book work before. He's done for DC. He's done stuff for Spawn. Over at Image for McFarland. He works in painting, and he does these really, really hyper-realistic paintings, which is awesome. I plugged his card series that he's done. He's done two series, I think, of, like, car trading cards. So they're kind of like, they were like the 70s old school. And he does sort of like takes on all the classic Universal monsters. But then he also does, you know, other characters, and he introduces his own sort of mythology. So he's taking sort of like public domain ideas of like the classic monsters and other things and introducing his own spin on them in his own little universe. Well, he also just did a Kickstarter to do comic books, a comic book version of his universe from the card series. So they're actually going to be published in the fall. So he didn't give a definite date yet, but they're going to be in comic book form. So they'll be on the newsstand. So when they come out, I'll definitely let everybody know, because his art is beautiful. And like I said, it's all the classic monsters, and there's a monster hunter, and he has takes, you know, not parodies, but his interpretation of a lot of archetypes in horror and sci-fi. So I'm really, really excited to see all of those in comic form. So definitely check out Mark Spear's comics when they come out.
We will be back at the last bar on the left. The last bar in dispensary on the left. we're going to be back on a monthly basis. So we're going to be checking in with my man, Johnny Thunder, over here. We're going to cover all the horror TV, movies, comics, books, anything else that's on JT's radar. Moving forward, we'll have all the links for anything that we talk about in the show will be in the show notes. All right.
Yeah. And if anybody has any, you know, suggestions, ideas, or, you know, feedback, feel free to hit me up on Facebook or Instagram, or if there's anything, you know, you want us to talk about, you know, let me know, or turn me on to something cool that I'm not aware of. That would be awesome too.
You wanted just Johnny Thunder on Instagram as well?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So hit him up on Instagram or Facebooky, and you know, I'm over there as well, but you don't have to hit me up. It's okay.
No one will.
No one.
Some things are left best unsaid. All right, everybody. As always, thank you for listening. This is Johnny Thunder and
the Genius
saying stay scary.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing Hauntcast with all your haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.